What about where the toy is hidden? Is there like some kind of corporate mandate that it's got to be easy to find, or is it up to each individual store?
Well, it's up to each store, but it started out, we put them just anywhere, and then kids would find them and carry them around the store, and then they would get really dirty and grimy.
So now?
So we learned to put them up high, where the kids can't reach them. They just point to it.
That's smart.
And a little bit cruel.
Yeah.
So if a kid is on a treasure hunt looking for the toy, they need to keep their head craned upwards.
Yeah, and nobody takes it down. They just say they found it.
Do you make them prove it when they say, hey, I spotted your teddy bear? Do you say, okay, where?
No. It's all really just a way crazy kids are occupied while the parents are trying to shop.
Now, what if a grown-up finds it? Do they get like a free bottle of wine? Or
That's a good idea, but no.
Well, thank you, Fred. We appreciate you clearing that up. Is it all stores that participate or most?
Pretty much all stores are doing it. It's a different one in each store. At our store, it's a monkey. Some places, it's a little rabbit. It's a parrot. Whatever.
All right. Thanks, Fred.
Thanks,
appreciate it. Nice talking to you.
You got it, guys. Thanks. Take care.
Bye-bye.